今天我们有两份的讲义，一份是《阿弥陀经》中英文，另外一份是四十八愿。
We have two hangout today. One is Amitabha Sutra, and the other one is Amitabha's 48 vows.
好，我们现在先念开经偈，请合掌。
I'm going to recite the verses for the beginning of the sutra. Join the palm.
无上甚深微妙法。百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。 The unexpressed, profound and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive and uphold it.Vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Tathagata. 阿弥陀佛。
阿弥陀佛。
是不是菩萨们都拿到讲义？那个释迦菩萨，你稍微发前面看一下，有的没有拿到，这边菩萨也没有拿到啊。还有四十八愿也要发下来。四一那个永熙有没有四十八愿？哈，四十八愿，因为今天我们会一起参考的两份一起讲。
So when we talk about Amitabha Sutra, we're going to refer back to the 48 vows. So we need both hangouts.
没有讲义的请举手比较快好了。没有拿到请举手。
Who doesn't have a both hangout? Please raise your hand.
好，四十八愿是上礼拜我们、上上礼拜我们讲的。我要问的是，那次有来听讲的菩萨，请举手看看。Okay.
We talk about 48 vows about two Sundays ago. Who's here? Please raise your hand.
你们都是修净土法门的吗？是的。Okay.
Are you all practicing a Pure Land method?
Okay. 好，好，那今天呢，我们会从《阿弥陀经》的角度来。看四十八愿，因为这两部经是相关的经。
So today we're going to use Amitabha Sutra and that point of view and to look back to the 48 vows.
我刚刚在想说啊，今天天气真的很好哈，我们是不是应该去外面走一走，看看花，看看外面的世界，是不是很棒？
Today is a nice and beautiful sunny day, and outside is really nice, and all kind of flowers blooming. We should really go outside to enjoy the day, isn't it?
而且像春天花开了嘛，我想说，哎呀，春天花开了，你还特地跑到日本去看樱花。我要问的是，这个花能够开多久？两个礼拜 ，OK， 好。
A lot of people especially travel to Japan to see cherry blossom because it's so beautiful. I want to ask you, how long these flowers actually last? The most probably 2 weeks, right?
你可以看到，娑婆世界这些东西是无常的，这种快乐都是这么短暂的，是吗？所以我们才说要抓紧时间，这样子。可是呢，今天我们讲一个法门，非常殊胜的是，你可以永远有快乐。我们想到净土法门。
In this Saha world, everything is not going to last forever, regardless of the most beautiful flowers and beautiful things. So, but today we're going to talk about something. It's really, really extraordinary. And the happiness, the joy, it will last for a very long time, very, very long time.
好，我今天我在想说，哎呀，怎么去approach这个主题哈？我想说，我自己刚出家的时候，也都会想说，哦，能够深入经藏。后来才发现说，哇，自己的质量是不够的。你要深入经藏，你必须要在生活当中要慢慢去修行。然后呢，就发现其实我们没办法即身当身成佛，没有办法当身成佛。
I'm thinking how do I approach to this Amitabha Sutra. I thought about myself. When I just took ordained, become monastic, I studied really hard on the sutras and tried to get liberated from the birth and death. But I realized I don't have enough provisions. So, So I started practice gradually from all the life trials and to use that as a practice method. But I know I cannot achieve Buddhahood immediately.
后来我在看书的看经教的时候，才发现说，很多的祖师大德，从开始的时候，像晋朝的慧远大师，一直到明朝，明朝呢，明末的时候偶益大师，明末的莲池大师，甚至到明初的印光大师、弘一大师，甚至于我们近代的我们的师公东所老和尚，甚至师父圣严法师，他们自己都有自己的法门，很多都是禅修的法门，禅宗。可是他们同时弘扬净土宗，所以是禅净双修。
So when I look at scripture, I see a lot of master, the past master, Master 慧远。偶益、莲池、印光even to our great grandmaster, 东初 and our 师父 and they all have their own method.
但是他们也弘传净土法门。
And then they also practice Pure Land method.
另外哈，在唐朝有一位很有名的律宗的法师叫道宣律师，我想你们听过对吗？道宣律师现在我们出家很多戒都是从这边传的，就是南山道律的。这个道宣律师，连道宣律师律宗，他也重视净土法门。
I saw there's Vinaya Master in Tang Dynasty, 道宣 and a lot of precept is coming from him, and he also very emphasized on the Pure Land method.
所以也更加强我自己要去修行、修学净土法门的信心。
So that from all that, and actually strengthen my confidence to practice the Pure Land method.
好，现在我们谈谈什么叫净土这两个字。什么叫净土？净土其实是干净的国土嘛，哈。其实上就是意思是说，这个地方是诸佛菩萨所居住的一个非常庄严清净的一个地方，这个叫净土。
What is Pure Land?Pure land is a land is very pure, right? And this place actually is Buddhas and all Bodhisattvas the place they live and then the practice.
好，那我们就要问了，为什么要求生净土？
Why do we want to go to a pure land?
好，我们引用的醒安大师的一份叫做《劝发菩提心》的文，他谈到了，他说在这个娑婆世界修行啊，他说这个修行的路是非常的艰难，他说进也难，你要前进很难，但是你要是有因缘到西方极乐世界的时候，成佛也易。你看到这两个差别吗？在娑婆世界修行都很难，可是到极乐世界的时候成佛很容易。哇，那这个差距就非常的大了。
We use the Master 醒安 's saying, in this land, in our world, to practice and to have a little achievement, it's really, really hard. If go to a pure land, reborn in a pure land, even achieve Buddhahood, it's very easy.
好，什么叫容易？就是你到那边的时候，我们知道根据华藏比丘48愿当中，你要到西方极乐世界的时候，你就是一生不处。所以一生不处是来生你还度娑婆之后就可以去成佛了，所以成佛很容易。
How easy? What's easy? That means after reborn in the pure land and then come back to the Saha world and deliver sentient being and then the next life will achieve Buddhahood.
但什么叫难？就是你我们讲叫三期百劫，要累生累劫去修行才能够成佛，那就是非常非常长远，而且不容易，是你没有办法保证自己一定往前进，有可能再往后退，那就更久了，所以那个累生累劫没有办法成就。
What do you mean hard? How hard it is? It goes through many many kalpas and still cannot accomplish anything. Sometimes you progress a little more and then you slide back more, so it'svery, very hard.
好，所以今天我们要来跟大家谈谈这个容易，而且是所谓横超三界的法门，叫净土法门。
So today we're going to talk about this easy method. This easy method and will let you bypass the three lower realms and then directly reborn in the pure land.
好，那我想根据前面我谈的无量寿经的 那个法藏比丘四十八愿，我们可以知道说，这个安乐国极乐世界不是凭空造出来的哈，是当然这个法藏比丘本来是一个国王，后来他出家之后变成一个比丘，就是法藏比丘，他发了大愿。那发了大愿之后，他也修行了五大劫，五大劫根据自己的愿心修行之后所成就出来的佛国净土。
What's this almost bliss world land? It's not a fiction or by imagining. It's a master, it's a 法藏比丘, and he gave this great vow. He used to be a king. He gave up his kingship and then become monastic. And he gave a great vow and to practice. Because according to his great vow and follow his great vow, he practiced.Five great kalpa to achieve this.
好，今天我们谈这个法门。这个法门其实是一个所谓的自利跟他利同时修行的一个方法。那在佛门里面讲，非常讲因果。好，那当然这个因当中有自己的修行，也有靠信靠佛菩萨的因地的这样发的愿。所以果的时候，我们真的很好修行，我们有办法去西方极乐世界。
This method is a method very beneficial to yourself and to other people. And in Buddhism, we talk about cause and consequences. Because there's a cause, and then we can get consequences. And we want to strengthen our confidence to practice.
好，那下面我们谈到《阿弥陀经》这部经，我想很多菩萨都听过。有没有人听过《阿弥陀经》？我想举手看看。
Have you ever heard about Amitabha Sutra?
大部分的菩萨都听过阿弥陀经，对吗？好，那我们来看看阿弥陀经这部经哈，主要是信、愿、行三个是重要的修行的要素，我们称为净土三资粮。
Amitabha Sutra is mainly use faith, vow, and then action as as the key point of a practice. We also call pure land three provisions.
好，为什么这样子？因为你要是不信的话，就没有办法发愿。那没有愿的话，就没有办法行。就是三个是相关的。
Why you have a faith? Why these three things so important? If you don't have a faith, it will not give a vow. If you don't have a vow, it will not guide your action to practice.
好，那我们来看这个谈这个信，这个信很重要哈。纵使我们在修行这个五十二阶位当中，这个信都要修好久哈。所以，我们来看看净土法门到底我们要信什么
？Faith, faith is extremely important. What is this faith about?
好，第一个我们有总共要讲六个信。好，第一个信要信自己，信自。
We're gonna faith actually contain six factors. The first one is.Believing in yourself.
信我现前的这一念心，这个心不是这个肉团心哦，也不是那个圆律心，这个心你只要持心它，这个信心哎，让你可以去成佛。
Believe myself My mind is not this brain, it's not this flesh, and my mind, because if I have undivided mind, and then I can practice. I believe in myself, I have that.
所以你可以决定说自己我一定要去西方极乐世界，信自己有这样的一个愿心，可以去西方极乐世界。
Believe in myself, and I have this vow to go to the pure land.
Okay. 好，第二个是信他。信他信谁？信释迦牟尼佛，他没有说谎，因为是极乐世界是释迦牟尼佛跟我们介绍，对吗？另外一个是信谁？信阿弥陀佛，信阿弥陀佛在因地的时候发了这样的愿，确实有一个西方极乐世界。第三个信谁？信我们讲说十方或是六方的这些诸佛出广长舌在宣扬释迦牟尼佛的佛国净土。
Believing others. Who are the others? First, believe Shakyamuni Buddha will never lie to us. And the second, believe Amitabha Buddha. And he didn't give an empty vow and to create this pure land. And the third, and believe the sages and Bodhisattva from six direction, and they praise the Buddha not because they try to please the Buddha.
好，在因为鸠摩罗什翻译的佛国净土，还翻成六方。在玄奘大师翻成十方，其实就是讲十方是指一切的诸佛菩萨。
You may see some different translation, six quarters or ten quarters. Master Kumarajiva, he said six quarters, and just to simplify. Master 玄奘 used ten quarters. It's the same difference. It's just there's all direction, all the Buddhas.
好，第三个我们要信什么？信因，因缘的因。
The third, we're going to believe in cause.
信什么？我们深信啊，散心念佛也会种一个佛种子。我们称一称南无佛，皆已成佛道。听过这句话吗？是的。
Believing cause and believing in, if I recite Buddha's name with scattered mind, I'm still planting the seed of a Bodhi.
所以，那何况我们一心念佛，专心念佛者，怎么不会去净土呢？
Even with a scattered mind, we can plant the seeds for Bodhi. On top of if undivided full attention, one mind, we will definitely be reborn in a pure land.
好，第四个要信果，成果的果。
The fourth, we have to believe the consequences or the results.
好，我们相信呢，这个净土呢，这些尤其是西方极乐净土，这些全部都是诸上善人聚会的地方，他们。都是从念佛三昧往生的。
We believe in pure land. Believing pure land is the place all the sages of the supreme virtues gather there. And the reason they gather there because from reciting Buddha's name and to gain a samadhi and to be reborn there.
好，第五个要信事，事情的事。
The fifth is believing phenomena.
信。确实在西方这么远的地方有一个在十万亿的地方有一个极乐净土。
Believe in this western, very, very far away, there is a pure land.
而且这个极乐净土是非常的殊胜庄严。
This pure land is very glorious and adorned.
好，第六个要信理，道理的理。
And the sixth one is believe in the truth.
我们相信这个十万亿佛土外的这个世界，其实上是不出我的这一个念心，不出我这一念心。所以从我这一念心，其实是没有外境，实际上是深信从我们的这心像当中这个心所化现的西方净土。
Believing phenomena, believing in this 100,000 kodis of Buddha land is there, but it's all created by my mind.And this pure land is created by my mind by the manifestation of my mind.
好，这样子的话，我们就开始就六个信嘛，哈，从开始相信自己，相信他，相信因，相信果，相信事，相信理。就我们知道说，其实你看，在我们现在所感应的这个娑婆世界，其实是我们众生的心污秽不浊，所感应的娑婆，感应的这个净土是感应，其实这个是释迦牟尼佛的净土。但是众生的秽土，但是呢，我们也相信西方极乐世界，其实我们自心净心所化现的清净净土，其实也是佛的心经净心所化现的净土。
Believing in this six factor, believing self, believing others, believing cause, believing consequences, believing phenomena, believing truth. We believe all this. We believe this Western pure land is all created by our mind. It's a manifestation of our mind. And this Saha world is also created by our mind. Even though it's so contaminated because our own mind is contaminated. Amitabha's pure land is pure because it's created also by the mind. So if the mind is pure, the land is pure. If the mind is contaminated, the land is contaminated.
好。我虽然讲成这样，大家还信吗？还是犹豫？还是半信半疑嘛？好，犹豫嘛？好，是的。我要下面讲两段引经据典的话，让大家知道。OK， 从《金刚经》里面提过一句话，叫“须菩提呀，如来是实语者，是真语者，实语者，如语者，不狂语者，不异语者”，表示佛说的话是真实的话。
After I talk about all these six faiths, you may be believe, you may not believe. But let me give you this two quotes from the sutras. First is the Diamond Sutra. And Diamond Sutra says, Suputi, Tathagata is the one who speaks the things as they are. Speak what is true. Speak in accordance with reality. He does not speak deceptively or to please people.
好，第二段是来自于《无量寿经》里面的《无量寿经》，佛说《无量寿经》，佛说，他说寿命甚难得，佛世亦难知，就是有佛出世的时候很难得，但是有下面一句话，人有信会难，人要能有信心相信，这个智慧是很难得的，所以要是你真的相信的话，表示你很有智慧。
The next is quoted from Buddha say Infinite Life Sutra.To obtain human life is difficult in the extreme. To meet a Buddha in this world is also difficult. It is difficult too for a man to attain wisdom for faith. So if you believe and then you have a great wisdom.
对，你是有大智慧的，因为实在是不容易了。好，不容易。好，往下我们就开始来讲这部经了。那接着我们来看看讲净土。净土有三经，基本上我们讲有三经嘛，第一个是无量寿经、观无量寿经跟阿弥陀经，那当然后面又加了两部经，我们先讲这三部经好了。这三部经它在什么，在佛说法的49年当中是什么时候出现的？
Next we're going to talk about Pure Land Three Sutras. The first is Infinite Life SutraThe second is Contemplation of Infinite Life Sutra. The third is Amitabha Sutra. And Buddha expounding Dharmas 49 years. Where does the three sutra come out and fit in?
好，刚开始第一时我们大家知道叫华严时，佛是对41位的法身大士谈到华严经。华严经所描述的是佛国的殊胜庄严，那个时候只有法身大士听得懂，一般的连阿罗汉声闻缘觉就像盲人聋子一样都听不懂的。
The first period is Avatana period. And that was the time when Buddha just gained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree in the deep dhyana. He's expounding this sutra to 41 Dhammakaya Mahasava. These people is already enlightened people. Theravada Bodhisattva and Arhat, they like a deaf. They do not understand what he had said.
好，第二时叫方等时，叫阿含时。阿含时那个时候，佛所先说的只是小圣经典，那个时候并没有谈到净土法门。
The second period is Agama period. They only talk about Theravada's sutra and shastra. They did not talk about Pure Land.
这段时间大概有十二年哦。佛在说阿含经的时候有十二年。
This Agama period lasts about 12 years.
好，第三时叫方等时，就是大圣经典时。这段时间佛才说出了很多大圣经典，包括地藏经啊，这个好像这个时候也谈到了净土法门。所以净土三经就在方等时候才谈出来的。
The third period is Vipulya's period. At that period, and Buddha and start talking about all kind of sutras and like Earthstone Sutra, and then also talk about Amitabha Sutra.
那大家知道第四时叫般若时嘛，讲大般若经，讲心经，讲金刚经，这是般若时。
The first period is Prajna period, and at that time talk about Mahaprajna Sutra.
还有金刚经、
and Diamond Sutra and Heart Sutra.
Okay. 那第五时大家更知道，就是所谓的法华涅槃时，佛要入灭前的八年，佛谈到法华经跟涅槃经。
And the last period is Lotus period or Nirvana period, and he talk about Lotus Sutra and Pali Nirvana Sutra.
好，那现在我们再回到再 focus 在这边，这三经，首先说佛先讲的就是无量寿经。无量寿经谈什么？谈这个法藏比丘在因地发的48个愿，他怎么样来建设一个所谓阿弥陀佛的极乐世界。
First of all, we're going to talk about Infinite Life Sutra. We talk about Amitabha Buddha. Before he became Amitabha Buddha, he was a Vajang Bhikkhu. And he, in the fundamental course, and he gave this vow. He gave up his kingship and become monastic to practice. At that time, he gave this 48 great vows to deliver sentient being.
好，那当然也谈到说他用了五大劫时间修行。哦，那当然也谈到说，像当初的时候遇到所谓的四自在王佛，给他看了210亿个佛国净土的殊胜庄严像之后，他根据这些经验，他建设了一个这么殊胜庄严的安乐国，就是所谓的西方极乐世界。
Of course, I'll talk about he spent about 5 great kalpas to practice to achieve, and then to also he went went to see about 220 billion of Buddha land. So after he observed all these Buddha lands, so he gave this great vow, want to build this pure land.
好，第二步谈到什么？观无量寿经。
The second we're going to talk about is the contemplation of Infinite Life Sutra.
观无量寿经这边有个重要经，有一个重要的东西叫做净业三福，我想你们听过。这中间重点有个东西叫发菩提心。
There's a key point. There's three key points. The first is pure karma, three merit. The key point on that pure karma, three merit is to erase Bodhi mind.
不管过去、现在、未来，希望能够成佛，一定要发菩提心。
Regardless of the past, present, and future, if you want to achieve Buddhahood, you have to raise Bodhi mind.
第二个重点是讲十六妙观，十六种观法。这中间有个重点，就是这个心是心作佛，是心是佛。
The second is a 16 wondrous contemplation. The key point on that is this mind to can achieve Buddhahood. Precisely this mind is Buddha.
当然，是心也可能做众生了哈，是心就是众生。
Of course, and this precisely this particular mind, and it can be a sentient being, and then that particular mind, it is a sentient being.
第三个重点讲到什么？九品因果，就是有上品、中品、下品。
The third point is a ninth stage of a course in a condition, and top, the upper, middle, and lower.
好，第三步讲的就是讲阿弥陀经，所以阿弥陀经是三经里面最后讲的，讲了阿弥陀经。
The third is Amitabha Sutra. Is this a three among these three sutras? This is the last one to expound.
好，那这一部经里面呢，这是没有人请法说的经，哈，没有人请法说的经。然后呢，这边谈到所就是此所谓刚刚讲净土三资粮，就是信愿行。
This Amitabha Sutra actually nobody asked, and then Buddha said himself. And the main key point is faith.Vow and action.
重点就是一心念佛，还有呢，十念往生。
The key point is one mind, very mindful, recite Buddha's name, and then recite 10 breath.
可以往生西方极乐世界。
To be reborn in a pure land.
所以你才知道说，阿弥陀经哈。其实后来才发现阿弥陀经不是只有净土法门在谈的，其他的佛教七个宗派都谈到它，天台啊、华严啊、法相啊、三论宗啊、禅宗、密宗、律宗，就他们都谈到把阿弥陀经当成定课、日课在诵持。
And Amitabha Sutra is not only being practiced by Pure Land and Buddhist other sect.Also practice like a Tiantai, Avatamsaka, and Dhammalakasana, and three Sastra sect, Dhyana sect, and Mantra sect, and Vinaya sect. They all practice Amitabha Sutra like a daily practice.
所以菩萨们不要认为说法师，我只是修禅修的，那我不念佛。其实在这边你看，我们的祖师大德连禅宗都要念佛的。
Please don't tell me, 法师, I'm only do meditation. I don't practice Pure Land. But look at this, and all these great masters, they all practice Pure Land.
好, 那假如说这样子我们开始来看这部经，大家手上都有阿弥陀经嘛，齁，好，有这个中英文的这一份，我们来开始。好，我们先来看它的经题叫做佛说阿弥陀经。
Okay, now we start gonna look at this Amida Sutra. Okay, you all have this translation. The title is called Buddha Say Amitabha Sutra.
好，这部经这个经的题目是以人来，就是单人来立这个名的。
The title of this sutra is use a person's name as a title.
好，你看哈，佛，第一个是佛嘛，哈，后面是阿弥陀，对吗？这个佛是谁？就是释迦牟尼佛、阿弥陀佛，所以这两尊都是人名，其实应该是佛名啦，哈，就是人名。所以这个经题是以人来立题的。
This sutra's title, it used a person's name as a title. First, Buddha. Buddha, we know, is Shakyamuni Buddha. And Amitabha is also a name. So, we all use Buddha and Amitabha, the name as a title.
好。阿弥陀经其实它是一个小小的经齁。可是后来我们发现宣化上人大家听过吗齁。宣化上人讲过，他说在这个末法法灭的这个时期的时候，一切经典就慢慢不见了。楞严经是最先不见的，最后的时候是阿弥陀经会留到最后才不见。
Maybe this Amitabha Sutra is not very big, it's not very long, but it's very important. Master Xuan Hua describes it. When Dharma and come to the end of a period or come to extinction, Suragama Sutra, all the sutra is going to disappear, and Suragama Sutra is going to disappear. And first, Suragama Sutra is going to disappear first, and Amitabha Sutra is going to disappear last.
当阿弥陀经也不见之后，这个一百年呢，只剩下南无阿弥陀佛这六个字。
After the 100 years, Amitabha Sutra disappear, extinct, only have this phrase, 南无阿弥陀佛 left.
当这个南无阿弥陀佛这六个字一百年之后，只剩下阿弥陀佛四个字。
Another 100 year pass, only left 阿弥陀佛 this phrase.
阿弥陀佛这四个字还可以度无量无量的众生。但是当这个四个字最后一段时间的时候，连阿弥陀佛都不见的时候，这个整个世界就到空，成住坏空的空气就整个毁灭了。
Even that's a simple phrase, 阿弥陀佛 and 阿弥陀佛 can still deliver a lot of sentient beings and helping a lot of people. And when this phrase totally disappear, and then we really go into the stage of emptiness, and everything is disappear, everything is gone.
所以他知道说阿弥陀经尤其是在末法的时候，所以广度一切的根器的众生。
Therefore, we know that Amitabha Sutra is the sutra in this Dharma extinction period to deliver all kinds of sentient beings.
所以要是我们能够相信来修行净土法门，其实上是非常殊胜的。
If we can believe this Pure Land method and practice, it's really wonderful.
好，接着我们看翻译的人是谁，他是三藏法师叫鸠摩罗什。
Who's the translator of this Amitabha Sutra? Is this Tripitaka master, Master Kumarajiva?
鸠摩罗什是在中国四大译经师的其中一位，而且我们看过非常多鸠摩罗什翻译的经典，对吗？
Master Kumarajiva is one of the four great translators, a sutra translator in China. And we have seen many, many sutra translated by him.
好，我们谈一下齁。我们刚刚不谈到那个道宣律师嘛，我们想说他是律宗，但是他也修净土法门，对吧齁。那因为道宣律师他持力非常的严谨，所以传说中都有那个天人来送供、奉供，天人来供养。那有一天这道宣律师就问了一个天人，他就说为什么 这么多人在翻译经典，只有鸠摩罗什翻译的经典，人家这么喜欢来受持。
Now we're going to talk about Master Dao Xuan. He's a Vinaya master, and he uphold precepts very serious. And therefore, Deva actually make offering to him. And one day, he asked this Deva made an offer to him. In China, there's so many masters to translate sutras. Why the sutra translated by Master Kumarajiva is the most popular?
这个天人就讲说，他说你知道鸠摩罗什啊，他曾经帮过去的七佛翻译经典。他的心愿哦，对不起，他翻译的经典非常的深切佛的意思，所以得到诸佛的护念，龙天护持，所以人人都喜欢来听诵持他的经典。
Master Kumar, the Deva said, Master Kumarajiva and used to translate sutras for seven past Buddhas. He came a long way. The sutra he been translated by him is in accordance with the Buddha's teaching very closely. So therefore, all the Buddhas and Mahasava, they all like it and they all support and they all protect and everybody love to practice.
我想大家可能听过鸠摩罗什要临终的时候发一个愿哦，他说要是我翻译的经典没有错误的话，我火化的时候我的舌头会不烂哦，对，结果发现火化之后真的就是变成舌头有舍利，舌身舍利。
Master Kumarajiva, before he died, make a swear. He say, if any sutra I translate is against the Buddha's teaching, it's not against the Buddha's teaching, and after my body is cremated, my tongue will not be destroyed. So, and of course, and after cremation, his tongue and did not destroy.
好。那这样我就知道说鸠摩罗什翻译的经典非常的殊胜。好，下面我们来看一下，我们一开始看经的时候都会翻个三个部分，叫序分、正中分跟流通分三个部分。那当初呢最先把它分成序分、正中分、流通分的是晋朝的道安法师。那当时的那些人呢，他们没有这样的视野，他们觉得这个道安律师把经分成这三个部分，好像把经典割开，割成三段，罪过无量。
You look at all the sutra, they all have three divisions: introductory, main discourse, and final application. The person start to divide sutra into three divisions is Master Dao An. At that time, and people criticize him, and he committed a great sin to divide the sutras.
但是到了那个唐朝齁，唐朝的时候不是玄奘大师去天竺取经吗？他取回来经有一部经叫佛地论，一看哎呀，原来印度人早就把佛经分成序分、正中分、流通分了。所以他们才赞叹说啊，道安法师真的很殊胜。
And reaching Tang Dynasty, Master Xuanzang and bring back Shastra from India, and then they start know that in India they divide sutra into three divisions long time ago, and then later on and people praise Master Dao An.
好，道安法师大家熟不熟他？他有一个非常有名的公案叫《道公说法顽石点陀》，你们听过吗？
Have you ever heard about Master Dao An? He actually has a very famous koan. Dao Gong expounding Dharma, all the rocks start nodding.
就是因为那时候在那个时候呢，这个晋朝的时候，道安法师，因为那个晋朝的时候经典不多，所以道安法师就说，众生都有佛性，众生都可以成佛。甚至是一禅提，所谓的一禅提就是断了善根的众生，他还是可以成佛。可是当时的人没有办法接受他这样的一个理论，就把他摒出佛门外。所以道安法师呢，就真的就离开佛门，就是到山上去。他到了山上的时候，坐在那个地方，下面有一堆石头，就跟石头说法。 他说众生都有佛性的，就看到好像石头在点头，所以才有这个公案叫道公说法顽石点头。
The story starts, Master Dao An believes all sentient beings all have a Buddha nature. All sentient beings can achieve Buddhahood. At that time, there's not that many sutras around, and people think, he's lying. So people kicked him out of monastery. So after he got out of the monastery and he went up to the mountain, he started expounding the Dharma, and in front of him, there's a whole bunch of rocks. Because his Dharma is very accurate and he say all sentient beings all have a Buddha nature, achieve Buddhahood. So all the rocks start not to agree him. So this is a very famous koan.
好，第三个是道安法师呢，在佛门还有一个很重要的是，他让所有的出家人都信释释迦牟尼佛的事。
Another important thing is Master Dao An let all the monastic and have the same last name Shakyamuni Sha.
应该就是他提倡让所有出家人都姓氏，所以现在到现在的时候我们出家人都姓氏。
He recommend, he advocate all the monastic has the same last name Sha.
好，接着我们看了我像看经文，好，开始。如是我闻，亦使佛在舍卫国，其十五级孤独园与大比丘众1250人聚。这一段是所谓的续分的部分。
Okay, now we're gonna all look into sutra. Thus have I heard, at one time the Buddha was stay in the Jeta Grove, Anathapindara's gardens, Sharivasti, together with a large assembly of 1250 monks.
Okay, and this
is the introductory.
好，大家我想大家知道看过经文就知道这个地方其实是所谓的六成就。好，我们六成就我们今天不再细分了，就是有六成就在这个地方。
If you read a lot of sutras, this introductory has a six factors. So we're not gonna describe this six factor in details.
好，下面讲说尔时佛告长老须菩提，从事西方过十万亿佛土，有世界名极乐，其度有佛，号阿弥陀，今现在说法。
We're going to look in paragraph 2. The Buddha then said to the elder Sariputra, if you travel westward from here, passing 100,000 kodis of Buddha land, you come to the land called utmost bliss, where there is a Buddha named Amida. He's lived there and now teaching the Dharma.
好，这边你可以看到说这个地方其实没有人请法的，没有人请法，可是佛就自己说了，这表示什么？表示这个净土法门是非常的不可思议，众生的视野，众生是没有办法了解这个净土法门，所以只有佛主动说出来。
You can see from this paragraph and say nobody was asking Buddha, and Buddha and start to expound this Amitabha Sutra because sentient being doesn't have enough wisdom to ask. You don't know what you don't know to ask. So Buddha starts to explain this very difficult to believe Dharma.
好，我们谈到说佛度众生基本上有很多法门，但是把它分成就是两类，一个叫空门，一个叫有门。空是指什么？指一切法空，法空就是人空、法空、空空这样子。那有门就是什么？有佛、有净土、有轮回。
Buddha delivers sentient being even though there's an immeasurable method, but when you consolidate, it's only two methods: non-existence and existence. Non-existence, everything is empty. People is empty, and there's a Dharma is empty. Emptiness itself is also empty. Existence, there is a Buddha, there is a Pure Land, there is Nirvana.
但是这个念佛，这个净土法门，其实上它是包括空门跟有门的。
Reciting Buddha's name method actually contains both the existence and the non-existence.
好，一般来说， 中根下根根气的人是从有入门，有一个阿弥陀佛的佛名可以念，有一个西方极乐世界的净土可以去，他深信用信愿行的方法一定可以到西方净土，可以脱离六道轮回，这是从有门下手。
In general, the median karmic root and the lower karmic root people, and they start with existence. And there is a Buddha, his name to be, can be recited. There is a pure land can be reborn. And if I have a deep face, vow, and action, I will be able to reborn into pure land and depart from six round of nirvana.
六道轮回
，depart from sixth round of a samsara。
好，那这个至于这个上根的，我们谈到哈净土，我们刚才谈到三经对吗？净土还有会不会两部经？一部经是在华严经里面的普贤菩萨的行愿品，另外一部经就在楞严经里面的所谓大势至菩萨念佛圆通章。
There's two sutras.
华严经的普贤菩萨行愿品。你就讲华严经就好了。
Avatamsaka Sutra and Suragama Sutra。
那在楞严经这里面谈到大势至菩萨念佛圆通章里面谈到说，都摄六根，净念相继，以念佛心入无生忍。其实这个就是空门。
In Suragama Sutra, it says, control six sense organs.Pure mind continuously one after another one. Use this mind to recite Buddha's name. Enter non-arising attached endurance.
这个无生忍就是实相，念佛的这个实相表示是一切法空的实相，这个就是念佛，念实相念佛。所以你知道说念佛法门是从有到空门，从有相到无相，所以它是三根普利，上根、中根、下根的众生都可以用念佛法门来修行。
This non-arising attachment endurance is the formless reality, and therefore we can see, and this pure land method is the sharp karmic roots, median karmic roots, and the lower karmic roots, the dull karmic roots, all can be benefit, and it also encompasses both non-existence and existence.
所以大家看到这个经文的第二段讲说，从事西方过十万亿佛土，有世界名曰极乐，告诉我们有净土，有一个十万亿佛土，这个是事相上的，从有进来的。
When you look in paragraph 2, and they mention about 100,000 kodis of Buddha land, you will come to the land called utmost bliss.Where there is a Buddha named Amida, he lives there. That means this pure land exists.
但是从理相，我们刚刚不是要信理吗？对吗？道理的理相。但理相来说，因为众生啊有妄念，这个妄想，所以妄想烦恼，所以佛国净土离我们很远，十万亿佛土。要是众生很近的时候，净土不就在心里面吗？所以这个距离其实上是我们的妄念造成出来。所以《维摩经》讲说，心近则国土近。
When we look at the existence of pure land, we look at it in from phenomena. From the truth, we can see, and sentient being has a lot of vexation. So therefore, pure land, almost bliss land, is really, really far away from us.
所以你要知道说，极乐世界到底是远还是近，全部都在我们的心。我们的心很清净，它就很近的。你的心烦恼很重，它真的就很远。
How far is the pure land? If a sentient being's mind is pure and the precise time is a pure land. If the mind is very contaminated and vexed, and the pure land is really far away.
好，下面进入这个经文的正中分，讲说舍利佛啊，彼佛国度，你看好这个舍利佛哈，他都只是被提出来念名字，他都从来都没有问问题，他就站在那边，然后就不断的提舍利佛啊，舍利佛啊。舍利佛只是被提出来，就是代表我们任何一个人都是舍利佛。哦、
Now we're going to go to the main discourse. In the sutra, we constantly mention about Shariputra. And he actually didn't raise any question. And Buddha was just using him as a pivotal assembly.
好，他说这个国度为什么叫极乐？因为这个这样的众生没有众苦，但受诸乐，故名极乐。
We look at paragraph number 3, Sariputra. Why is this land called almost blessed? Because beings, they are suffer no pain, but only enjoy pleasure of various kind.
好，我们可以看哦，假如说你手上有那份那个48愿呢，我们来看第39个愿。
And go to the 48 vows and vow number 39.
好，39愿他讲说，设我得佛的时候，国中的人跟天所受的快乐，要是没有像肉髻比丘这么快乐的话，我不取正觉。表示他这边所有的人都受得像肉净乐。什么叫肉净？就是没有烦恼叫肉净。
Vow number 39. If when I attain Buddhahood, human and devas in my land should not enjoy happiness and pleasure compared to that of a monk who has exhausted all the passions, may I not attain perfect enlightenment? Here it says passion, all passions. Actually, it's vexation. Exhaust all vexation, no vexation.
好，对，大家可以看一下，你看从第五个愿看一下，第五个愿它叫做就是有宿命通。你的48愿里面第五个愿叫做宿命通嘛，第六个愿叫天眼通，第七个愿叫天耳通，第八个愿叫他心通，第九个愿叫神足通，其实也就是这个漏尽通，就是五，哎，对对，那几把是哦，对，神足通，然后第39愿叫漏尽通，这就是所谓的六通。那前面这个五通是外道都有的，可是这个漏尽通是只有佛菩萨才会有，所以前面那五通没什么，他已经不提了，但是直接提到这个第六通，你就有漏尽通这么快乐。
We look at vow number 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Number 5 talk about lifespan, and number 6 in divine eyes, number 7 divine ears, number 8 talk about possess the faculty of knowing the thoughts of others, and number 9 talking about supernatural power of traveling anywhere in one instance. And then plus vow number 39. This is called six supernatural power. This the first fifth and other religion, if they practice and they can gain this. But only number 39 exhausts all vexation. Only Buddha can gain this.
Okay, 好，再往下我们看，又舍利佛啊，极乐国度七重，这部经开始描述佛国的净土的庄严相。好，先描述这个静态的部分，他讲那个环境呢，有七重蓝笋、七重罗网、七重行树，而且都是四宝周匝围绕。然后讲到说七宝池、八功德水充满其中，这个池里面都是金沙布地。
Next, again, Sariputra, in the land of almost bliss, there are seven rows of balustrade, seven rows of decorative nets, and seven rows of trees. They are all made of four kinds of jewels and extend over whole land. And then later I'll talk about the next paragraph and say seven jewel pounds. The almost bliss, they are seven jewel pounds and filled with water and the eight excellent qualities. The bed of the pond is gold sand.
好，下面还谈到，他说这个旁四边呢都是这个七宝齁，金银琉璃合成嘛齁，然后上面有楼，楼上面有金银琉璃砗磲玛瑙赤珠来装饰它，然后其中那个莲池里面的莲花像车轮这么大，有青的光、黄的光、赤红的光、白的光，非常的微妙相接。
And he described in this pond is decorated with and have a four side of each stairs and right stairs of gold, silver, crystal. Above these stand pavilion adorned with gold, silver, beryl, crystal, sapphire, rosy, a pearl, and collanian.
我要问的是，你现在自己住的地方有没有这么庄严过？有没有？这可不可以？可不可行？可行哈、哦。可是这是要用我们的去造作嘛？我们叫造作。就把它苦业出来造作出来，可是这个不是，这个完全是释迦牟尼佛修行 阿弥陀佛修行所成就出来的。
This is, sounds really good. Oh, let me ask you, the place where you live now, your home, and does it have such a adornment? Probably not, right? If you want to make such a adornment, you have to spend a lot of time and effort and money to make that. But, this adornment in Amitabha Buddha's land, it's all because, the power of a practice of Amitabha Buddha to cause this.
我们觉得那个七宝齁，因为在娑婆世界众生觉得七宝非常的珍贵，可是这个地方在极乐世界到处都是七宝。
Normally we think this is seven jewels is very precious, but these are seven jewel, precious seven jewel actually in pure lands all over the place, very simple, very ordinary.
好，那这边谈到那个莲花像车轮这么大，我想我们大概都没有看过到有多大一朵莲花。重点是这个莲花，你看它有光哎，你看吗？青的光、黄的光、红的光、白的光。其实莲花这个地方莲花的光，其实不是只有这四色，它只是代表一下。要问的是，为什么那个地方莲花会有光
？Also here describe, the lotus is as big as a chariot wheel, and they have a green light, and they radiant green lights, yellow light, and red light, and white light. We only use four color to represent, but it's actually numerous color. Why we talk about the lotus actually radiant lights?
请大家拿出你那个四十八愿的，我们看第三个愿。
Look at vow number three.
第三个愿谈什么？他说：“设我得佛的时候，国中人、天人身体都会有什么真金色？你看到吗？嗯，这个是佛的佛力加倍啊，是阿弥陀佛修持后加倍到升到他的佛国净土的众生，就是身体上有金色的。那人的身上都有金的光，那边的莲花也有光，全部都是佛力加倍的。”
OK.Vow number three said, if when I attain Buddhahood, human and devas in my land should not all be the color of pure gold, may I not attain perfect enlightenment. And in Amitabha Buddha's land, and everybody has a light in their body, and therefore the lotus has light. This light is manifested from Amitabha Buddha's practice.
OK, 这样大家知道吗？齁，所以我们只要好好修行去西方极乐世界，身上自然就有金色的光。像我们在这边看到佛，我们还要把它漆上金色，齁，漆上金色，这是众生的眼嘛，齁，还要说有背光，其实佛的光是无限的光。
So we can see, Amitabha Buddha's pure land and has a radiant, many lights. And in here, we have to paint aBuddha's body as a goal, and because we only use human eye to see that.
好，所以谈到说这个极乐世界是它的成就是这么样的庄严。好，这个庄严呢，我们也可以看到第二十七个愿。
Look at vow number 27.
二十七个愿谈到说，他说设我得佛的时候。包括国中的人天，另外一切的万物，都严禁光丽，形色殊特，穷为极妙，无能称量，没有办法称赞他。真的，他起诸众生乃至逮得天眼，有能明了的，也没有办法知道，所以表示是非常非常的殊胜。
Vow number 27 talk about if when I attain Buddhahood, sentient beings should not be able. Should be able, even with the divine eyes, to distinguish by name, calculate by number of all myriad of manifests provided for the human and devas in my land, where our glorious and splendid has exquisite detail beyond description. May I not attain perfect enlightenment?
所以你可以知道说，这个功德相完全都是佛力，功他的佛。发愿他的功德力所成就的。
Now you, we can see, and all this glorious adornment, splendid, it's all because the Buddha gave this vow, and he's blessing to this perfection.
好，下面再描述这个 极乐世界的这个动态状态，他就说这个地方呢常常都有天月，然后呢黄金为地，而且昼夜六时不随时都有花，玉天曼陀罗花，曼陀罗花随时从天上降下来。
And then again, Sariputra, in the Buddha land, heavenly music is played continuously, and the ground is made of gold 6 times during the day and night, and Manjavara flowers rain down from the sky.
好，这边有一个名词叫做昼夜六时。在我们娑婆世界它有分什么，因为有太阳嘛，因为我们是跟着这个太阳，这个整个这个大千世界是跟着日月的星辰，所以太阳起来的时候我们就叫白天，太阳下山叫晚上，所以我们把它分成六时，日三时夜三时。可是在极乐世界的时候，所有的众生都是金色的，身上都发亮发光，其实那时候没有什么昼跟夜，所以它会随时都有天月，随时都有花。
Here, there's a term called, day, night, six period. During the day, there's a six period, and night, there's a six period. But because, all the sentient beings in, pure land, the body all radiant light. They don't really need, sunlight, sun and moon to provide a source of illumination. So anytime, they have a heavenly music play at any time. That's why it's all the time, any time.
好，那这个愿呢，我们也可以扩到32个愿。大家可以看到，翻到你的掌，32愿。
And see about 32.
这样子，我要让大家这样看，才知道说这个《阿弥陀经》其实上是从《无量寿经》把它衍生出来的。好，我们来看第32个愿。32愿这个愿叫做国土圆誓愿，讲说是我得佛的时候。从地以上一直到虚空，宫殿楼观，池流华树，国土所有一切万物，都是以无量藻宝宝千种香而共合成，言事奇妙，超诸天人，其香普熏十方世界，菩萨闻者皆修佛行，若不尔者不取正觉。表示这个地方的国土非常的庄严殊胜。
The reason I'm going back and forth between the sutra and the 48 vows is because Amitabha Sutra is come from Infinite Life Sutra. So when we look at vow number 32, if when I attain Buddhahood, all the merit of a manifestation in my land, from the ground to sky, such as a palace, pavilion, pond, stream, and tree, should not be composed with, of both countless treasures, which surpass in supreme excellency anything in the world of humans and devas of 100,000 kind of aromatic wood, whose fragrance pervade all the world of the 10 quarters, causing all bodhisattva who sense it to perform Buddha's practice, then may I not attain perfect enlightenment.
好，我们再回来看经文，接着下面讲说这些众生呢、啊，一早其常以清淡，各以衣革慎重妙花供养他方十万亿佛，即以时时还到本国范事进行。意思是说，这个极乐国土的众生呢，一早起来就用那个盛花的这个庙，这个东西就供养，就很快可以到十方其方地方去供养佛，然后很快就回来。这边的愿呢，会等一下我们谈，它跟第9个愿、第23个愿都有相关。
We look at a sutra. Every day, in the serenity of early morning, the people of that land fill with their basket with exquisite flowers and to go to make offering to 100,000 kotis of Buddhas throughout in the world of the other direction. Then they return for their morning meal. After meal, they enjoy a stroll. And, they can make an offering and then come back in a very fast, a split second. And then there's more vow we're going to talk about. First look at, vow number 9.
那好，第九个愿齁。就是我们刚刚看到这个九愿叫神足通。齁，这个地方呢，这个地方的这个天跟人呢，就是有神足通。所以他一念起可以很快到百千万亿那有他的诸佛国。很快去，很快就回来。神足通。
So vow number 9, and they possess this supreme power of traveling anywhere in one instant. So they can, and even beyond 100,000 kodis on Ayuta of a Buddha land. So they can come to make offering and come back really fast.
好，接着我们看第二十三个愿 ，vow 二十三。
We're going to look vow number 23.
这个愿讲说他可以供养诸佛。好，他讲说，是我得佛的时候，国中的菩萨成佛的神力，就是依靠佛的愿力，可以供养诸佛一时之请。假如说不能到遍至无量无数那由他诸佛国者不取正觉，但是他可以到诸佛国土去供养众生，而且供养诸佛，而且是一时之请，这么快的速度就回来了。
Vow number 23. If when I attain Buddhahood, Bodhisattva in my land, in order to make offering to Buddhas through my transcendent power, should not be able to reach immeasurable and innumerable kodis of anayutas of a Buddha land in as short a time as it takes to eat a meal, may I not attain perfect enlightenment? That's a very fast.
好，我想这样的，大家扩着这个愿就知道了，清楚了哈。好，我们往下继续往下看。好，下面接着在下面讲说，复次就下面那一段讲，复次舍利佛啊，彼国常有种种奇妙杂色之鸟，有白鹤、孔雀、鹦鹉、舍利、迦陵频且共命之鸟。这些鸟呢，昼夜六时，在什么？在出和雅音演唱五根、五力、七菩提分、八圣道分，如是等法。
Okay, and we're gonna look the next paragraph. Again, Sariputra, in the land, there are always many kinds of rare and beautiful birds of various colors, such as swan, peacock, parrot, cherries, kalavankas, and six times a day, birds sing with a melodious and dedicated sound, which is proclaiming such teaching as the five roots of goodness and then the five powers, and the seven practice leading to enlightenment, and the eightfold noble path.
我们这边谈到说，我们知道有一个东西叫三十七道品，对吗？你们听过吗？哈，就是五根、五力、七菩提分、八圣道分，另外还有什么四念住、四念处、四正勤、四无意足，哈，对。可是为什么这边只谈到五根、五力、七菩提分、八圣道分？我们来谈谈它这个地方，是不是很有趣的？
We heard about 37 conditions leading to Bodhi or Buddhahood. It contains 4 states of a memory and then 4 right effort, 4 steps towards supreme supernatural, and then the 5 roots of goodness and the 5 powers and 7 practice leading to enlightenment and the Eightfold Noble Path. How come we did not mention about this 4th state of memory and 4 right efforts and the 4th step of supernatural power?
好，重点我们来看，我们可以看几个愿一起来看哈。我们看第16个愿。
Look at vow number 16.
16个愿的愿名叫做无诸不善愿。是我得佛的时候，国中天人什么都听，你听不到那个不善，甚至听到的不善的名字都听不到，表示这个地方呢是非常殊胜的。所以这个地方还需要去修什么四念住吗？观身不净，观受是苦，观心无常，观法无我吗？根本都不需要了。
In vow number 16, if when I attain Buddhahood, human and devas in my land should not even hear of any wrongdoing, may I not attain perfect enlightenment? This already not no wrongdoing, and then we don't need to practice this 4th state of memory, which is contemplate the body's dirty, contemplate sensation is suffering, contemplate the mind is impermanent, contemplate the Dharma is no self.
所以就不需要修这个所谓的四念处了嘛，齁。好，我们来看第十一个愿。
Look at vow number 11.
这个愿叫做住正定聚。意思是说，是我得佛的时候，国中天人呢，他在这个地方呢，修行只会往上，不会往下，一直到成佛。说这样的话，还是需要什么？修自是正勤吗？什么叫自正勤？就是以身之恶令断，不为身之恶令不起，以身之善令增长， 未生之恶令生，未生之善令正令生起，他就不需要修饰正勤了。
Vow number 11. If when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should not dwell in the definitely assured state and unfailing reach nirvana, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
是正勤。
They already dwell in the definitely assured state.And they will not fairly going to reach in a nirvana. So they really don't need to practice this four right effort. What's the four right effort? Let unrise good arise, let already arisen good and let it increase, and let unrise evil and will not arise, let already arrive evil extinct.
所以这个人就不需要修自正勤了嘛，对吗？好，我们接着也可以看到第四十五个愿。对不起，当他们要翻来翻去了哈，四十五个愿。
Look at vow number 45.
所以你也可以看到说，当初这个佛在发愿的时候哈，它是一个愿一个愿一个愿加进来的，所以前前后后有些是相关的哈。我们来看第四十五个愿，四十五个愿这个愿叫做注定见佛愿，就说是我得佛的时候，他方国土的诸菩萨众。听到我的名字皆悉待的普等三昧，从这个三昧当中一定能够成佛，而且常见无量不可思议一切诸佛。所以这样的话还需要修什么？就直接在这边修行就好了，所以也不需要什么是正勤是如意主，什么都不要了。
Number 45, if when I attain Buddhahood, Bodhisattvas in the land of the other quarters who hear my name should not all attain the Samadhi called universal equality, and while dwelling in there, should not always be able to see all the immeasurable, inconceivable Tathagatas until those Bodhisattvas too become Buddhas. May I not attain perfect enlightenment? So I already there.And I already perceive all the Buddhas and inconceivable, immeasurable Tathagatas. I don't really need to practice four step of a supernatural power to get there.
好，下面我会来看经文哈。经文讲说，其度众生听到这些佛的鸟的声音之后，都能够什么念佛、念法、念神。他就问了：舍利佛，你知为什么有这些鸟？这些鸟难道是？因为是罪业，是地狱到畜生到了这种来的吗？是罪报所生的吗？你要知道，这个西方极乐世界，这个国土是没有三恶道的。好。
On hearing them, the people of that land are mindful of Buddha and the Dharma and the Sangha. But Sariputra, you should not assume that these birds are born as retribution of their evil karma. The reason is that none of these three evils realm exists in the Buddha land.
下面经文讲说，舍利弗，他这个国土里面没有恶道之名，哪有可能有这个恶道所化现这个果出来？然后这些众鸟都是阿弥陀佛要令这个法音宣流所变化出来的。
Sariputra, Sariputra, even the name of these three evil realms do not exist there. How much less the realm themselves, that means really, and the name doesn't exist, and the realm itself, of course, doesn't exist. These birds are manifest by Amitabha Buddha so that their singing can proclaim and spread the Dharma.
So we can see that the first wish.大家翻到那个四十万，对。第一个愿讲说，是我得佛的时候，我的国中呢没有地狱恶鬼出生，要是有的话，我就不取正觉。所以叫做这个在西方极乐世界是没有恶道众生的，所以这些鸟其实是佛力所化现的。
Vow number one, if when I attain Buddhahood, they should be in my land.In a hell, a realm of hungry spirit, or a realm of animal, may I not attain a perfect enlightenment? These three lower realms, hell, hungry ghosts, and animal, does not exist in pure land. So this bird is really the manifestation of Amitabha Buddha.
好，接着我们往下看经文。经文谈到说，舍利弗啊，彼佛国度，微风吹动， 珠宝行数及宝罗网初为妙音，譬如百千种乐同时具作，闻是音者自然皆生念佛念法念僧之心，舍利佛其佛国度成就如是功德庄严。
Look at the sutra. Sariputra, when soft breeze swept through the road of a jewel tree and the jewel net, they produce a harmonious sound. It is as if 100,000 musical instruments were playing together. Everyone who hears the sound is spontaneously mindful of the Buddha, the Dharma, and Sangha. Sariputra, that Buddha land is filled with such excellence and splendor.
表示说在这个地方呢，有情无情同在宣妙法。
And that tells you, and all kinds of sentient beings, and they all expounding the Dharma.
我这边有两个例子跟大家分享，大家觉得说，要鸟为什么能够念佛？在法鼓山上真的就是有这样的，我们听到白头翁，白头翁会念观世音菩萨，观世音菩萨，观世音菩萨，就非常的清楚念观世音菩萨。
You may be curious how can bird and actually recite the Buddha's name. And actually, in Dharmajong Mountain, this bird and with a white streak on the head actually clearly recite 观音菩萨，观世音菩萨，观世音菩萨。
最近我们在台中的宝云别院，有一只鸟，其实那个鸟是因为它的鸟巢掉下来，被法师捡回来之后，那个鸟就法师养着。最近录到那个鸟名字，他给他起个名字叫宽大。这只鸟呢会念阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，录起来了，而且放在网络上，你们去听，会念阿弥陀佛，鸟会念阿弥陀佛。
Recently in a Taizong chapter, and then actually this nest is in the monastery because a hurricane, the nest is turned down and then falling on the ground. There's birds and monastic save the bird and raise the bird. The bird's name is Kuan Da, and he actually can recite Amitofo, Amitofo very clearly, and it's recorded on the YouTube. If you're interested, you can go search for it.
所以要知道说众生哈，所以在极乐世界更是有这样可能，有情无情，他们都在说法。
Therefore, you can know that in an utmost bliss land, and everything is expounding the Dharma.
好，下面我们来看呢，我们往下看。他说，在我们的这个经《阿弥陀经》里面第三页讲第四段讲阿弥陀佛啊，与如意云何？彼国何故号阿弥陀？他说舍利佛，这个佛光明无量，他的光亮呢照十方国没有障碍，所以称为阿弥陀佛。他说舍利佛。这尊佛的寿命还有他的人民的寿命是无量无边的阿僧祇劫，所以称为阿弥陀。
Next, paragraph number 4. For what reason, Sariputra, do you think that Buddha is called Amida? Sariputra, the Buddha's light shine boundlessly and without hindrance over all over the world in the 10 directions. It is for this reason that he is called Amida or Amitabha.Again, Sariputra, the lives of the Buddha and the people of his land last for immeasurable, unlimited, and then incalculable kalpas. That's the reason for that Buddha is called Amitabha.
好，我们可以看到第十二个愿，请翻开你的四十八愿里面当中，我们看第十二个愿。
Go to vow number 12.
十二愿，十三愿，这两个愿哈，这两个愿就称为我们称为法身愿。就是这个愿，就是当初他法藏比丘在发愿的时候，对于他自己本身，他就发两个愿，一个愿就是说，我得佛的时候，我的身光明无限，可以照耀百千万亿挪有他诸国，而且我的寿命是无量的，百千万亿挪有他。
Vow number 12, if when I attain Buddhahood, my light should be limited, unable to illuminate at least.100,000 kotis of a nayuta of a Buddha land, may I not attain perfect enlightenment? Number 13, if when I attain Buddhahood, my lifespan should be limited, and even for the extent of 100,000 kotis of a nayuta of a kalpas, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
所以这两个愿都是对佛的，所以是无量，我们称为无量光、无量寿嘛，齁。好，接着我们看第十五个愿。十五个愿不只是佛，它本身是无量光、无量寿。它这我们刚刚谈到说，到那边佛国净土都生的生金色，对吗？这边也但第十五个愿谈到说，到那个地方的时候，天跟人寿命是无限量的。
We look at, number 12 and number 13, we can see, the Buddha has immeasurable light and immeasurable lifespan. We look at number 15. If when I attain Buddhahood, humans and devas in my land should have a limited lifespan, except when, they wish to shorten them in accordance with their original vow. May I not attain perfect enlightenment? This vow number 15 is talk about unlimited lifespan of human and devas.
好，这边谈到说佛无量光无量寿，人民是无量寿。之外谈到所谓的这个光明能够照十方国无所障碍，这就是三十一愿，愿三十一。
Look at vow number 31.
三十一愿讲说，他说我这个佛国净土非常的清净，能够悉能够照见一切十方一切无量无数不可思议的诸佛世界，像镜子一样，而且可以看得清清楚楚。要不是这样的话，我不取正觉，可是我的国土清净，所以他给他的光念给照十方国无所障碍。
If when I attain Buddhahood, my land should not be resplendent.Reveal in the its light of all immeasurable, innumerable, and inconceivable Buddha lands, like an image reflect in a clear mirror. May I not attain perfect enlightenment? So this is a immeasurable light, immeasurable life, immeasurable merit, immeasurable virtues, immeasurable land, immeasurable people.
Oh.
Everything is immeasurable.
好，接着我们看经，我们回到经文第三页，讲第四段，这边谈到。
Back to the sutra.
舍利弗啊，阿弥陀佛称佛以来，于今时节。可是我们谈到佛的寿命是无量无边的，对吗？他称佛时节，表示现在阿弥陀佛还在那边说法。
Look at the sutra, Sariputra. Ten kalpas have a pass.Since Amitabha Buddha attained enlightenment. Actually, Amitabha Buddha attained enlightenment only 10 kalpas, only 10 kalpas. So he's still in the pure land expounding the Dharma.
你有没有听到?
Did you hear that? He's still there.
说法师太远了，希望极乐太远了。好，我们下面看经文，他说又舍利弗啊。彼佛有无量无边声闻弟子，皆是阿罗汉，非是算数所能知。但诸菩萨众也是无量无边哦。下面讲说，诸彼佛国度成就如是中功德庄严。那这个愿呢，就可以扩展到第十四个愿。
Okay, we look at moreover, Sariputra, he has an immeasurable and unlimited number of Sharivakas disciples.All of them arhats, whose numbers cannot be reckoned by any means. His assembly of bodhisattvas is a similar vast, Sariputra. That Buddha land is filled with such excellence and splendor.
我们看看第十四个愿，十四个愿这个叫声闻无数愿。是我得佛的时候，国中的声闻是没有办法计量，乃至三千大千众生都成缘觉。一百千劫也没有办法算出来，表示是无量无边。
Well, number 14, if when I attain Buddhahood, the number of Sharivakas in my land could not be known, even if all of the beings and Pratikaya Buddhas living in his universe of 1,000,000,000 worlds should count them. During 100,000 kalpas, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
好，表示他非常非常的多哈，声闻跟菩萨都这么多。好，接着我们来看经文，经文第五段
，paragraph number five。
又舍利弗，极乐国度众生生者皆是阿比跋致，其中多有一生补处，其数甚多，非是算数所能知之，但可以无量无边阿僧祇说。
Paragraph number 5. Again, Sariputra, all sentient beings born in the land of almost bliss dwell in the stage of a non-retrogression. Many of them are in the stage of a becoming a Buddha after one more life. Their number is so great as to be beyond reckon and can only be described as innumerable, unlimited, incalculable.
好，这个这段经文呢，我们可以来看到愿二十二。
Look at vow number 22.
二十二哈，因为它很长，我只跟他讲这个愿的名字叫必至补处，就是它不会退转。
Vow number 22 actually is pretty long, and the main essence in this vow is talking about non-retrogression.
好，还有第四十七个愿。四十七愿谈到什么？谈到他方国土的菩萨，只要听到我的名字，就能够到不退转。
Vow number 47. This vow actually talking about reaching the stage of a non-retrogression. Vow number 22 actually means
文明不退，四十七愿。
文明不退。
嗯，对，文明不退，对。
22。
47, 现在讲47,
22还没讲。Yeah. Okay. And vow number 22 is really ultimately and unfailingly reaching the stage of becoming a Buddha after one more life.
好，所以谈到这么多，才一直描述到佛国这么庄严啊，告诉你说去了那边就不会退转啊，身金色啊这样子。然后下面要问的，怎么去？下面要问一个重点是怎么去？
After we describe and how wonderful, how glorious in the pure land, and the main question, how do we get there?
Okay, 下面那个地方呢，这边那个经文这边呢，佛谈到三个非常重要的重点，叫发愿，发愿要去，谈到三次发愿。
The key point and here is Buddha is keep emphasizing, and you have to give a vow, you have to give a vow, you have to give a vow.
好，这几个愿呢，我们来看看哈。我想大家可以看到手中第十八个愿
，Vow number 18。
十八愿怎么讲？他说你要去的话，十方众生要怎么样？第一个要自心信乐，而且呢，你要发愿想要去我的国中，方法是十念念佛。
Vow number 18. If when I attain Buddhahood, sentient being in the land of the ten quarters, who sincerely and joyfully entrust themselves to me, desire to be born in my land, and call my name even 10 times, should not be born there, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
好，我们可以看往下的经文讲说，舍利弗啊，不可以少善根福德因缘，就是第五段，第五段最后讲到。不可以少善根福德因缘得生彼国。六个条件，除了发愿之后，你要从这边修善根。什么叫善根？就是修六度波罗蜜。
The last sentence of paragraph number 5, Sariputra, one cannot attain birth in that land with a few good roots of goodness or small stock of merit.How do we gonna go to a pure land? First, and give a vow, and then and cultivate good karmic roots. What's good karmic roots? Practice 6 paramita.
对，你看下面经文还讲说，在讲说，舍利弗啊，有善男子、善女人，听到阿弥陀佛的名字之后，要执持名号。你的修行方法就是念佛，念佛名。多念多久？一天、两天、三天、四天、五天、六天、七天，一心不乱。这时候临命终的时候，佛就来接引你了。
And the next, Sariputra, if a good man or woman who hear Buddha's name, wait,
能够闻说阿弥陀佛，还执持名号
，and holds fast and to his name even for 1 day, 2 days, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days with a concentrated and undistracted.Mind, then at the hour of death, and that's it. Okay. And here we're talking about recite Buddha's name 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, and 7 days.
好，临命终的时候，你心不颠倒， 就可以到其中极乐世界去
了。And on the time of dying, and your mind is undistracted, and then you can be reborn in a pure land.
好，这边谈到为什么要一天、两天、三天、四天、五天、六天、七天。上根的人一天专心念佛就可以去了，下根的人要七天，就是散心的，中根的人就是两天到六天。所以一心念佛，那问的是这个一心不乱的念佛是什么时候？是临终念吗？不是，平常的时候要念，能够念到一心不乱，这样的话临命中就有办法去往生西方极乐世界。
Here we're talking about recite the Buddha's name one day, two, one, two, three, four. One day means the person have sharp karmic roots and recite the Buddha's name, one full concentrated mind, and will get to a pure land. And two, three, four, five, six is median karmic roots for sentient beings. And 7 days is for dull karmic roots, sentient beings. But even though with a scattered mind to recite Buddha's name in 7 days, and still while reaching one mind to be reborn in pure land.
好，大家看这个经文第三页哈，倒数第二段最后一句讲说：舍利法，我见势力，故说此言。若有众生闻是说者，应当发愿生彼国度。这个法门非常的殊胜。这是一个很好的法门，所以我告诉众生，你要发愿要去啊。
Sariputra, perceiving this benefit, I say all sentient beings who heard this teaching shall aspire to birth in that land.
好，所以就告诉我们发愿，发愿，发愿，对吗？要发愿要去，而且你要修行。好，最后我们呢，在下面这边呢谈到。十方世界有这么多的佛，在谈到所有什么南方世界、西方世界、北方世界、下方世界、上方世界等等等等，这么多的佛在称扬赞叹佛的名号，对吗？其实上这个就是跟佛他发的一个愿，叫第十七个愿有关。
Later we see, there's all different kind of Buddha in all different kind of direction, six direction, there's many, many Buddhas. This is actually to do with vow number 17.
好，我们看第十七个愿。十七个愿这个叫做诸佛称扬愿。我得佛的时候，十方世界的无量佛都要来称扬赞叹我的名字，就是用这样的因缘。他非常的殊胜，所以诸佛菩萨都要称赞赞叹他。
Number 17, if when I attain Buddhahood, innumerable Buddhas in the land of the ten quarters should not all praise and glorify my name, may not attain perfect enlightenment.
好，接着有一个地方可能要大家稍微看，就第五页，经文第五页。这部经我们知道它叫做《佛说阿弥陀经》，对吗？其实上它有一个名字。在哪里呢？大家看，舍利佛啊，与如意云何？何故名为一切诸佛所复念经？就是他真正的名字叫做一切诸佛所复念经。
Okay, on translation on number 12, Sariputra, why do you think this teaching is called the Sutra of Protection by all Buddhas? And this is actually the true title of the Sutra.It's the sutra is protected by all Buddhas.
所以这个就是他真正的名字，也就是他的本意、哦、所以接着下面讲说，说善男子、善女人，你要听到这样的这段经文，你能够受持，而且闻了名号之后，能够修行，就能够不退转移阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，表示就能够成佛了。
Sariputra, all good men and women who hear Amitabha Buddha or Amitabha Buddha's name and the name of the sutra which all Buddhas expound are protected by all Buddhas and dwell in the stage of a non-retrogression for realizing the highest perfect enlightenment.
好，大概经文讲到这段差不多了，我把重点讲出来了。可是佛在讲说，为什么在这个末法时期，在这个地方我们在谈净土法门的时候，还很多人不相信？佛说 我在五浊恶世行这个难事是很难的。所以要是大家有善根，你真的听到这样子，你真的相信能够修行，你就是真的是善根。这个法门是三根普润的法门，是横超三界的法门。所以要相信，我们刚刚讲要相信释迦牟尼佛告诉我们，要相信阿弥陀佛，他真的因地发了这样的愿，成就了一个这样的佛国净土。
When the sutra comes here, and I pretty much point out the key point. This sutra, it's very hard for sentient beings to believe, but we want to give vow and believe, in this Saha world, in this contaminated ground, and we can practice this Amitabha Sutra. This Amitabha Sutra is because Amitabha gave this vow, and so we'd be able to practice.
所以谈到这个地方，你相信这个法门吗？相信。OK, 我希望大家都有因缘透过这个殊胜法门，大家能够成佛齁。好，在最后这个地方，我要特别谢谢弥勒菩萨，他就是翻得好吗？很好，对不对？我们要谢谢他，因为在这段时间很短的时间，请他快速的来进入这个法门，我相信也很有受益吧。好，最后我 point 到一个东西，我们叫十念，十念往生。这个念不是阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛十句，不是，是十念，一口气一念，比如说阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛南无阿弥陀佛阿弥陀佛，这样 一念南无阿弥陀佛，或者你念南无阿弥陀佛都可以，就是一口气念一串的佛号，这个叫一念，要十念，这样懂吗？所以用这个方法去修行，这是我告诉大家的法门。
And last, I'm going to teach you a method how to recite Amitabha Buddha's name. In the sutra, it says 10 times, but it's really not 10 times. Actually, 10 breaths probably to be more precise. When you take a deep breath, and then you just recite Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitabha continuously until you exhaust all your breath, and then continue. And that's called one recitation. And then you do 10 recitation, and with undivided mind, undivided attention, that's the proper method to recite Buddha's name.
好，这样方法学到了吗？可以哈，好。